Today's story is taken from the anthology Folk Stories and Tall Tales, a treasury of traditional stories from across North America. Why the Flowers Grow, a Choctaw Tale. Bright Eyes was the most beautiful star in the night sky. She shone brightly and was greatly admired by the people on Earth. But after many years of being the brightest star in the sky, she was outshone by a brand new star. Bright Eyes became sad, believing that the sky didn't need her anymore. She called to her sisters and said, "Let us leave the night sky and travel down to Earth so that we might bring some happiness to the people of the Choctaw Nation once again." Bright Eyes and her sisters first traveled to Mount Joy, where the great bronze spider Uncta lived. Uncta was a skillful weaver, and Bright Eyes and her sisters asked him to teach them his craft. For many weeks, the sisters worked hard to learn the art of making cloth. Uncta was very pleased with their progress and offered to help them get down the mountain so they could pass on the skill of weaving to the people. Uncta used his silken web to weave a fine basket. The sisters climbed inside, and Uncta slowly lowered them down to earth. As their feet touched the ground, they were transformed into little people. Joyfully, they ran off to live in the forest among the ancient trees. The people began to visit the little people in the forest. Bright Eyes and her sisters taught them to weave rugs and blankets in beautiful colors. The people were so grateful, and Bright Eyes was happy once more. But one day, the people did not visit the forest. Bright Eyes went to the village and, to her dismay, she discovered a great sickness had struck. She ran back to the forest and gathered her sisters. "We must ask the Great Spirit to save the people," she cried. The sisters held hands and whispered their plea to the sky. Their wishes traveled up to the Great Spirit and landed in his hands. When he opened his hands and looked at the wishes, they transformed into flowers because they were made of love. The Great Spirit made the people well again, and as he did so, he sprinkled the seeds from the flowers back down onto earth. Bright Eyes and her sisters carefully tended the seeds, and soon the forest was alive with wild blooms of every color. Bright Eyes explained to the people that each flower was a token of the Great Spirit's love, and from that day on, the Choctaw cherished flowers. The end.